Hello, this is Nick Hood, Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ. And today I want to talk about growing old with vigor. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, the 7th verse, it reads, Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired and his vigor had not abated. Let me say that again. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. This past Friday night at 8 p.m., Denise, that's my wife, her mother, Nancy Page, and I got in my car and drove in a rainstorm to Ann Arbor, Michigan, to hear Warren Smith, the great percussionist, play in a performance that was scheduled to begin at 10 p.m., My mother-in-law thought that was kind of late, but I reminded her, I said, this guy's a musician, and what is 10 o'clock at night to him as a starting point? Warren Smith is the father of one of our church members, Dr. Lynn Smitherman. Lynn told me some time ago that her father was a drummer. I was fascinated with the expectation of seeing an 87-year-old man playing the drums. To my pleasant surprise, her father was not seated at a conventional drum set, but was warming up on a xylophone. His quartet began at 10 p.m. and did not stop until an hour later. I repeat, I was amazed because he is 87. He played his instrument as if he were Lionel Hampton or Roy Ayers. And when the set was over, he was still standing, stepping down from the stage, taking pictures with Lynn and the rest of us. Saturday morning, I called my good buddy Dwight Andrews, who is a musician himself, to tell him what we had experienced. Many years ago, Dwight had played with Warren Smith in a series of engagements throughout Europe, and he told me what I sensed, that Warren Smith was not just a drummer, but an outstanding multifaceted percussionist. Dwight informed me that Warren Smith was considered by many to be the godfather of the African-American percussionist, one who understood the importance of not just playing the drums, but every instrument in the percussion family, including the timpani, and could read symphonic orchestral scores. Based in New York, he often has been called upon to perform with Broadway plays and many symphonies. Warren Smith is much more than a drummer. He is a world-class percussionist. And as we watched and listened to him play, I thought about the description of Moses in Deuteronomy, where it says that he died at 120 years of age and was described as being full of vigor, and his eyesight had not abated. Warren Smith should be an inspiration to those who seek to live full and meaningful lives until the day that they die. So that's my little thought for today about growing old with vigor. And I'd like to share with you a couple of questions for your reflection. Number one, what are your thoughts about growing old with vigor? And number two, what are you doing in your own life to maintain your vigor with a fulfilling life? It's one thing to grow old, but can you grow old with vigor? And then finally, do you have any other thoughts on growing old with a meaningful life? I'd like you to pause with me now for a word of prayer. Lord, grant me this day the blessing of not only living to my old age, but the favor of good health, mental acuity, sufficient wealth to cover my needs and desires, people around me who love me and also whom I love, and give me a life that is interesting, joyful, and meaningful. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, this is Pastor Nick Hood, pastor and senior minister of the Plymouth United Church of Christ, located in the heart of Detroit, the very tip-top of the Medical Center area of Detroit. If you're ever in Detroit, stop by to see us. We're at 600 East Warren Avenue, and I'd love to meet you. God bless, God keep you. And if you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Thank you.